I've been teaching adult humans to move well for more than 20 years, but children's desire and potential to move are so reflexive, so innate, that teaching is not necessarily required. What is required is an environment that signals and permits movement. Adults create and are the environment, the villagers, if you will, for humanity's collective offspring. That means we all, consciously or unconsciously, set the boundaries of movement for every human child and future adult human who passes through our space. So our spaces, the literal shape of them, the behaviors modeled within them, and the behaviors required of people within them are also raising our children. We've heard it takes a village to raise a child, but let's get more specific about what a village is made of. Certainly, it's the community of humans that live there, but a village includes many other elements: the sky, the dwellings, and the furniture inside of them, what you wear as you're running around them, the rules, like no running, other animals, the plants, dirt, bugs, microbes, and all of the movements happening between and because of these parts. Each of the village's many elements lends itself to our child rearing each day, but there is more to life than a village. The nature surrounding each village, the forest, if you will, is equally important. There has never been a village or villagers without a forest to raise them. You could say it takes a forest to raise a village. I once read a lovely explanation about natural selection, which is the process by which groups of living things adapt to their environment, that went something like, a solution doesn't have to be optimal to be favored. It just has to be better than the alternatives. Every movement in this book will increase some element of a natural load, but it doesn't have to be perfect. We are simply seeking ways of increasing the movement nutrition of our lives. If you don't have a village or a forest that is movement-friendly and nurturing, please don't worry. The beautiful thing is that no matter what your life looks like now, you can find elements of movement, nature, and community described in this book, and you can incorporate them into your existing home, routine, habits, and life. And you can meet new people. And you can plant trees. Even if everything is not available to you, something always is. Bodies don't come with all the movements they'll do, and no village and forest always existed. All were created over time. Using this book. Rather than being a book filled with exercises for kids, Grow Wild is a book about recognizing how sedentary culture inadvertently removes movement from our lives and how, once you've seen where movement used to fit into everyday activities and how it can also fit in now, you can create space for movement in many aspects of a child's everyday life. I've organized this book by environment. You can read the chapter about the environment you want to fill with more movements to quickly find changes that feel easiest for you to make. The environments are the culture container, the clothing container, the cooking container, the home container, the learning container, the activities container, and the celebration container. I've ordered the environments by, generally, the amount of time a child spends within them. But every family is unique. Not all families travel. Some play more sports or do more crafts or music. Some do none of the above. So their order of environments may differ. And anyway, the order isn't particularly important. The information is usable no matter what your family's list looks like. Throughout the human timeline, most human movements were performed in a green setting and with a group of people sharing many aspects of daily life. Thus, I could add two other environments, nature and community, to the top of the list. But rather than tackling these environments individually by describing how to get more movement in nature and how to get more movement in community, I've layered nature and community into the movement suggestions for all other environments. Moving in the way Grow Wild explains will increase not only your physical activity, but also your nature and community time. Grow Wild is for any adult setting up an environment for kids. Parent, grandparent, educator, therapist, sitter, or any other alloparent, which is a non-parent, providing care for kids.